interesting because when the first year it was about finding out what you had with these guys. Now when you come back, you know what you have. You said that there'll be a large number of these guys that will come back. Does it shift a bit? Does that focus shift?
I don't think pressure is. Okay, our expectations are going to be more. We're going to want to do more, but a lot will be shaped by the draft, or what we do with all our draft picks or something like that. If we have five or six first or second year players next year, that's going to make it challenging again. If we're able to, over the course of the summer, make the team both young and a little more seasoned at the same time, it'll be interesting. So, I think a lot of questions will be determined by what happens over the next couple months and, before we start in October. I think our roster could be very, very similar, or might be, markedly changed. I'm not looking for one or the other, but I think that there's a potential for that to happen. And I think so when we start talking in September or October, it could be markedly different, like where we come out of the lottery and who we're able to get and what happens with the free agents and whether we're involved in trades or not. We could have anything from a very, very similar roster to what we have right now. I mean, a lot of guys the same. Or we could have some pretty significant changes.
If you could give Sam a grocery list, and you sort of talked about this during the season a bit, would a low post presence, somebody like a back to the basket be at the top of that list?
Or? No, I just think that you gotta get what you can get. I mean, I think we need a lot of things. I don't think there's a lot of things we don't need or can't get better in. We certainly need to shoot it better outside. We'd love a low post presence. We need to be much better defensively. We need to take care of the ball better. I mean, when you win 19 games, there's a lot of things you're not doing well, particularly in the West. They're not going to shift as conferences. That would be a nice thing if they would do that. But I think it's still going to be very difficult. But I think that, Sam knows as well or better than I know. It's going to be what's out there, what's available. And I don't think there's too many things that good that's available that won't help us. I don't think we have such incredible depth or something, at any particular area where we said, we couldn't use that. I just think we gotta get what we can get to get better, or we gotta, continue to work with what we have and get better. It's gonna be both.
Kevin needs 18 points to be the third teenager, so average 20 as a rookie, along with Carmelo and LeBron. How important, I know you're not going for personal work, but to
I didn't know that, but yeah. I'm hoping he gets 18. I hope he gets more than 18 most nights. Yeah, but we'll see. But yeah, I hope he does.
It's a PI exclusive guy.
PI exclusive.
Yeah, don't go right.
I mean, well, yeah, I see you right. Was on ESPN.
That's what's bad with these things. It's like they can take it. Yeah,
looks like Gary Washburn. John started the 27 games at the end of the season. What were your thoughts on how he played, and how is he going to fit in next year?
It just depends on what he does over the summer and who else we have and that whole thing. I think he's shown what he's capable of doing, but he's like most young players. It's consistency and how hard he works in the summer, and he comes back. I mean, in one sense, when you play a lot, we kind of get used to him being out there, and you want this and you want that, and then sometimes you sit back and say, hey, he's still very, very young. I mean, even though he's been here a little bit, he's still relatively young, and if he continues to improve, he can be anything from, third, fourth guy, or he can be a starter. I mean, it's really going to be in his hands, and certainly to a large extent, what happens, who we add, who comes back, how Robert's rehab goes, if we're able to re-sign Robert. Mo's now looking at a tough rehab. So, I think there's a lot to be said, and that he's, to me, John's a prime one that when we sit here in September or October, it's going to be, you really need Johan to start or give you 30 minutes a game, or, you know, you really helped yourself up front. How much is Johan going to be able to play? You know, I think it literally could be that dramatically different depending on what happens in the summer with rehabs and improvement and free agent signings, and if it, depending on who we sign or who we draft.
One more question for PJ. Yeah. You mentioned the Celtics a few minutes ago. How many people around the league right now, because they came back so fast, they're like, oh, hell, not already? Yeah, I think people liked them being down for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, they were talking about that the other day.